April 27th, 2011, at 17:41 hours, we're at CIS. This is Officer Grudhoff, Police Specialist Greg Gehring, along with Police Specialist Bill Gilbert from CIS. We're here with Police Officer Lawrence Johnson from District 5. And we received information that you had more information that you wanted to share with us about the incident at 1833 Chase.
That's correct.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what that information is that you remember that?
I just, after the interview and that morning, went home, and after several days of going over it in my head, what happened through the night, and then remembering the interview, I did remember that in the interview, I was asked if he made any statements, and I remember saying I didn't remember him making a statement, but I think I was more thinking, at least at the time, the whole slow motion phase that I was in. I don't remember him saying anything then, but after going over and over the story in my head and at home several times, I kept remembering that in the beginning, right before he stood up. After the first time I told him to keep his hands out of his pockets, he was kind of at his halfway standing up. He looked right at her and he said, "Take care of my dog."
Can you, when you say he turned to her?
He was here and he was halfway up. That's when he, like I said, the first time he reached for his pockets here, and I said, "Keep your hands out of your pockets." And the second time his hands were like here, like I said, helping himself up, and he was looked right at her and he just said, "Take care of my dog." And then he reached up a little higher, and that's when I said, "Keep your hands out of your pocket." And then as I backed up, he kept reaching. That's when I said, "Keep your fucking hands out of your pocket." And I reached back and unlocked my gun and pulled it out, and that's when I heard the pow pow. But what I wanted to let you know is that everything else is the same, because I keep playing over and over in my head. But the one thing I do remember is he looked at her and said, "Take care of my dog."
Okay.
And I remember, even then, you know, kind of perceiving that to mean that, you know, something was about to happen. You know, I knew that, you know, he looked at her and she just kind of looked at him and had the dog in her arms and just kind of looked at him when he said that. And I just, as I said, it's just one of the things I can't get out of my head either. It's him saying, looking right at her and saying, "Take care of my dog."
Okay. So he's sitting down. You ask him to stand up.
Right, and then when I first came, referring back to the beginning, where I said, "You stand up." I said, "You come with me." And so when I said, "You come with me," he first reached for his hand to his pocket. I said, "Keep your hands out of your pocket." And then as he got up a little further, he kind of looked like he was kind of helping himself up like this. That's when he said, "Take care of my dog." And that's when he said again, and that's when he kind of reached for his. Again, I told him, "Keep your fucking hands out of your pocket, keep your hands out of your pocket."
Okay. And then
you said everything else is the same. If you need me to go through the whole incident again, I'd be more than happy to. But that's just the one thing over and over again that I've had to deal with now, going through, you know, the whole scenario all the time. That's just one thing I remember.
And your perception again was when you said that.
What did you think?
I mean, if you had time to think, I don't know.
That he, something, to me, I just perceive it as something's about to happen. He's about to put on a fight.
I don't have anything else. Right. Anything else you think?
No, sir.
No? Okay. It's 17:45 hours. We'll be here.